This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A consumer traffic analysis says nearly a quarter of Whole Foods' new customers are coming from Walmart. Specifically, 24% of the new customers streaming to Whole Foods following the Amazon purchase of the grocery chain were Walmart shoppers, while 16% are from Kroger and 15% from Costco. Meat industry publication Meeting Place reports the increase in customers came as Amazon took over Whole Foods and slashed prices. The analysis concluded that foot traffic to Whole Foods increased 17% during the week of the price reduction, beginning on August 28th. As of the week ending September 16th, foot traffic increases decelerated to 4%, but remained elevated compared to the 3 weeks before Amazon's takeover. Well, in some local ag news, the rain we saw this week has slowed down field work, but from the farmers I've talked to, it's been a welcomed break to work on some other jobs. CHS delivered lunch to the Hine family in Macoupin County earlier this week, and I had a chance to catch up with one of the guys. Ben Hine said they started on corn, but still have several acres left to harvest, and weather permitting, they'll be done by the end of this month.
Things going pretty good. We're about half done with corn, got all the early corn out. The replant stuff's a little wet. We're just started on beans. Of course, now it's raining. The crops have been pretty good. Considering the dry weather we had, corn's doing pretty good. The beans are excellent.
Sounds good. So far, so good. And that's a lot of guys were just the opposite. They are like basically completely done with beans. I know you guys have some left, but when I asked them about quality and yields and how things turned out, kind of surprising with some of the crazy weather we've had.
Yeah, I'm shocked at how good they are, actually. I figured they'd be decent, but they're quite a bit better than I expected with the dry weather. They're a little dry. We had some that were down at 7%, so the rain's kind of welcome.
Yeah.
But and we got a lot that aren't quite ready yet. But hopefully we'll get a good week or so after this, and we should be able to get them out.
About how long does it normally take you to finish up harvest, weather permitting, or about how much left would you say you have to go?
We probably got 1,000 acres of beans left, not quite. About 600 acres of corn, I'd say. Typically, we're done right before Halloween, weather permitting. That's usually almost a given, but things can change pretty quick. So.
Sure.
And it's hard to say this year. We didn't really start as early as we usually do. We didn't want to dry a lot of corn, so We've kind of been dragging our feet a little bit.
Yeah, that's been kind of a common denominator among farmers. You know, the price isn't that high, and if you can let it dry down in the field, That's what a lot of guys I've talked to are doing. What's kind of cool is we sit in your shop today. We just had lunch by CHS. This is a family operation, and you've got several generations sitting at this table right now.
Yeah, I got my grandfather here, Bill Hine, 87, still working on combines. And then I got my father, and then my brother, Bill, all three Bills, so I'm the only odd man out. But, it's good to have the whole family involved, and I enjoy working with all of them, so.
I imagine you each have a specific job where you each just kind of pitch in where needed during busy harvest time.
No, we're actually got pretty specific jobs, believe it or not. I run the combine. My brother runs the grain cart, or he runs the other combine and beans. And then Dad runs the trucks. That's usually how things go. Sometimes it gets switched around, but not very often.
So this is a question I asked yesterday for the first time, so I'm going to ask you guys the same thing. I thought it'd be fun to start asking farmers this, and that's what color is your equipment and why, and how has it been running this year, and how are things going?
Well, all our stuff is red. My grandfather had an implement dealership, Hine Implement Company. He might disown us if we'd had green stuff, so. But, no, everything's been working good. So far, can't think of any issues we've really had. I mean, everything's been going pretty good. No fires or anything, so.
And once again, that report comes to us from Ben Hine of Gillespie. In some news from Madison County, a benefit is planned for October 20th at the New Douglas Township Park to support a farm family who suffered a serious loss from a fire this month. The Rensing family of Madison County raises show pigs and lost part of their farm to a fire on October 3rd. Chad Rensing has dedicated his life to work on the hog farm with his parents, Art and Ruth Rensing. Chad and his family are huge supporters of 4-H and agriculture, and a benefit is planned to help them during this difficult time. Food, beer, and music will be provided at the benefit, and the cost per person is just $25. If you'd like to make a monetary donation or donate silent auction items, you can contact Megan Henshin at 618-779-1010 or Tony Langendorf at 618-779-0434. And once again, the Rensing Show Pig Benefit will be held at the New Douglas Township Park on October 20th at 6 p.m. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.